to the mystical realm of things that make you go woo. I'm your host, Emily, also known as Emily and Her Stars, an evolutionary astrologer, psychic medium, and insightful 6-4 projector who specializes in channeling cosmic messages that will unlock the boundless potential within you. When I'm not working with my amazing clients, I'm on a quest to unravel the sacred mysteries and ancient origins of the woo. Join me as we explore the rich tapestry of history, unfolding current events, captivating interviews, and sacred wisdom in the monthly energy reports. Brace yourself because this podcast is all about making you go woo too.
Hello, and welcome to another Cosmic Energy Report. I'm Andrea from Spirit Crumbs and Concrete and Crystals.
And I'm Emily from Emily and Her Stars and Things That Make You Go Woo.
We are here to talk about Taurus season. And unlike most months, we're not saying that we can't believe the time has flown. It feels like it's been 7 months since we recorded last. We've lived entire lifetimes throughout Aries season. I know I have. What about you, Emily?
It feels like a portal opened, swallowed us, and spit us back out on the other side of the universe.
Agreed. I honestly, every eclipse season, I feel like I've gone through it. And we really have the last few, Emily and I both, every time have been like, that was a lot. But this one felt entirely different. This one just was, I could not have predicted this if I tried. We were both thinking, hopefully we'll get through it and it won't be so bad. But it was like 10 times worse. Like we thought the last ones were bad. And then it was like, this was totally unexpected.
It hit in weird. Well, first of all, neither of us got out unscathed. Clearly, no. There's battle bruises and scrapes, and we're still licking our wounds. And it was interesting to watch it sort of move through the collective, right? Because my first hit came like the 30th of March, and I was like, oh, okay, wasn't expecting that. And then it kind of cleared up, and I rode through the emotional waves around the 8th, okay. Even the day of the eclipse, I found myself outside, like, I want to be in this moment. And then like another hit came later. And how many people talked about headaches, nausea, vertigo, extreme exhaustion. I think a lot of us have felt just like the bottom of our energy got drained right out. It's been wild. Yeah.
It has been. I was really close to totality here. I was at, I think, 99%, because about 40 minutes from me, I live about an hour-ish, a little less, from Niagara Falls, where it was going to be like 100%. And I wasn't expecting it, but I did realize maybe 20 minutes after, I was like, oh, this is why I've had this headache. And I was nauseous and I was feeling a little off for the rest of the day. And I was like, I've been getting headaches coming and going anyway. So I just thought it was normal. Then I was like, this feels different because I feel a little bit sick, but it's not a migraine. And I was so confused and disoriented. And then I was like, oh yeah, there was literally just an eclipse like an hour ago. So I definitely felt it more physically, which I did not see coming. But I, like you, Emily, thought I was okay after that day emotionally. And then like 2 days later, just got absolutely knocked out. And it's been just a slow, steady slog since then.
The added, like, it's one thing to predict, like, okay, we know something's coming and it's going to trigger wounds and it's going to trigger wounds in terms of relationships. But then to see that play out in so many different ways, because there are relationships of all kinds. It doesn't matter who you deal with on a day-to-day basis and where that hit came from, if it was past life or early childhood, or there's just crazy connections to where all of these pain points got hit. So I think a lot of us will look back and remember this as one of those more pivotal moments. I've also talked to a few people who are like, yeah, no, I kind of got through it just fine. So I also want to honor you if you're listening and you got through it and it was fine. Congratulations. I think that's amazing. I'm excited for you. And those of us that felt it, I see you. And the portal that swallowed us and spit us out has nearly closed with the upcoming Scorpio moon. So let's also celebrate that.
Yes, I am definitely celebrating that. I said to Emily, normally I absolutely despise having a plateau where there's stagnation, but I was like, that's what I'm calling in right now. Kind of the opposite of what I'm usually looking for. Usually I'm like, tear it all down. I just don't want to be bored. But now I'm like, actually, no, I could be bored for a little. I think that'd be okay.
Yeah, I'd take a little boredom. Boredom would feel lovely, like a vacation at this point.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that's a rare thing for me to say that, but that's where I'm at.
I also, the cards felt so in alignment of that roller coaster that was a little bit up and down. The creativity was definitely there. I feel like there was a lot of insights. And, you know, we've got this crazy energy with Uranus and Taurus still making us look at artistic ventures in really new, rebellious, creative ways. So it's fun to see some of that energy coming out as well. And I think we're all feeling just a bit tired of what feels like 2021 that has gone on and on and on and on.
I totally feel that. And I think that's like where a lot of the exhaustion comes in, I think, where it's like, can we just not be on this ride anymore? But I agree that the creativity, it took a bit longer than I thought. I've been feeling it since Pisces. And I did start to see it show up in Aries season, but I feel like going into Taurus is feeling like that's where it's actually going to like fully open up. It's like a bottleneck is happening where it's like all the energy is building up and it's like about to actually come through. But as Emily knows, I have just connected so much with that last little chunk of the season where I had the Page of Pentacles for the last few days of Aries season, because I was still going through it up until the weekend. And then I stopped to make a print. I got like a full download. I ended up at the end of last week getting one single ticket in like the worst seats possible, like nosebleeds, to see Noah Kahan in Toronto for the third show, who's my favorite artist, who I just learned is a Capricorn also. But I was so determined to go. I was like, this doesn't make any sense logistically or logically right now with everything that's going on. And I'm so exhausted, but I'm going. And I just set my mind to it. And then I also made a print for the first time that was inspired from that. I haven't made a print in a while. And that energy has just kept carrying through this week. So I do feel like that Page of Pentacles, that like you can create something, ground yourself, trust that you have everything you need in order to do it, and the inspiration will come. And that's exactly what happened this week. And even though I'm still going through it, I think that just boosted my energy enough that I can like go through without feeling like I'm completely drained this week. So I do feel like that's how we're entering into Taurus season. And it feels like the first time in 84 weeks since we recorded last time that I'm starting to feel like I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, and it's interesting that you're talking about that too, because we left off with that little bit of random energy with that once every 14 year transit, right, of Jupiter and Uranus. And it's such a slow and steady build up to that. And then it's a slow release as well. And I think anyone can start to feel that energetic impulse at any point along that arc. It doesn't mean you're all going to collectively start feeling it on day one. Some people might not pick it up till day six or till day nine, but chances are you will feel something along it at some point. And the one thing we are all craving is something new. Well, you have to have creativity to bring in something new. You have to have a slowness. You have to have your nervous system in a state of relaxation, right? We always talk about Venus also ruling the arts and the nervous system and bringing in that sense of calm. And we haven't had any of that in a while. So yes, there's more of this energy yet to unfold. I think this was just the first little glimmer of what Taurus season will be.
I agree. And if we head in that direction, even if it stays exactly like this, even if it's minimal, I will take it. But I do feel like part of our report that it's accidental that has become part of every report is for me saying whether or not I wanted to throw all the cards back in the deck. And I didn't this time. This was a month that was a good month. It's like it's like Groundhog Day. It's like, do I throw them back in and see my shadow for six more weeks? Or do I actually see my shadow and just face it? And this time we're facing it. It just felt good when I put them all out. And I'm happy to report that there were no putbacks.
Seeing your shadow, I love that. All right, should we dive right in? What do you think? Let's kick it off. I'm excited to start talking about Taurus, so let's go.
Let's do it. I agree. So what we did for this month is the first 2 days. It's just the very end of this week, the Friday and Saturday, the 19th and 20th. We are going to start there. So our little transition into Taurus season, the first couple of days, I pulled the 8, the Strength card from the Major Arcana, which feels so powerful coming out of eclipse season, coming out of Aries season. And even though this card is traditionally Leo card, for me, it has Venus, a lot of Venus energy just naturally in it. There's like that abundance that's behind the 8. And then in this deck, the Lightseer's Tarot, it has a very feminine essence to it. It's a woman who has a half lion face. She has a lamb in front of her. And the message behind the card is like heart-centered leadership. And this card comes up, I feel like for us when we do these, it comes up every few months. So it's like that reminder we need that we can lead with our strength being our softness. And so the phrase that came up with this one is soft confidence, which I don't think I've ever heard that before. It sat in my brain, it was like itching my brain when I heard it. And I was like, okay, this is what we're highlighting for this. And what it said was specifically, because then I was like, oh, are we saying quiet confidence? And it was like, not quiet. We're going to be soft confidence, but we're not going to be quiet. We're going to be using our voices. We're going to be standing up for ourselves. And the point that came up with that was that boundaries bring abundance was the phrase that came with that. And I was like, chills head to toe when that came through, because this is the first card I pulled for the month. And I was like, you know what? That feels so good. And the 8 being that, bringing in that abundance into Taurus season. And the abundance I was feeling is everything material. So whether that's creativity, creating things with your hands, gardening, connecting with people, that like connection part of that Venus energy, all of that, it will bring abundance, but all of it requires boundaries. And it was showing me that it's like with other people, very important, but also with ourselves, like our boundaries around our own time and knowing what we actually want to do and protecting our own time is another part of that, like making time for the things that you need. And I know I'm very bad at this, so this is also directed at me. But what it's showing is that this strength is coming from our growth that we've gotten from this eclipse energy. And it was showing me that like we have been shown that we are capable of getting through this. Like if we're on the other side of this and we went through that, it's like, what else can we take on at this point? Like, bring it on. We're already going through it. We can do it again. The essence of that eclipse energy, especially in this spectrum of like Aries Libra, is knowing yourself on a deeper level, knowing yourself in your relationships, what role you want to play, and you know how much of that you want to be holding on your side of the scale is what it was showing me. Like with that Libra scales, it was like, are you holding up the whole thing? Are you having to put both arms up to hold your side up and the other side up? Or are you just holding yours with one arm with a free hand to do what you want? Like that was what it was sort of showing me. And so we're emerging stronger, but in a way where the strength is allowing us to be softer, that soft confidence, where it's like, we don't have to force that Aries. I feel like we've had that Aries energy coming up where we're like, we're reacting and we're just like forcing, we're just pushing through and like just trying to do the things. But going into Taurus season, it's like you can still be stern. And the example that comes to me is my grandmother, who was a Taurus, who passed away a long time ago. But she had this way of like, she didn't raise her voice, she didn't yell. But if she gave you a look or she told you to, she just said, you come here, she could be whispering and you'd be like, I need to listen. And that is such a Taurus energy. And I feel like that's such a feminine Taurus quality where it's like, you don't have to be loud to get your point across. You just have to be firm and consistent. And that's the energy. And I think it's such a beautiful way to like hold a boundary without expending all of your energy. It shouldn't take up all of your energy to maintain your boundaries. The boundaries are there so you don't have to use your energy. You just say it, you give people the one warning, they cross the boundary, you cut it off and you say, I'm sorry, I don't have time for this. And you just move on. It's a very soft energy, but very firm. And so that idea of like leading with a heart-centered confidence is really feeling powerful for going into the rest of the month. But this still includes the nurturing energy of like holding space for others and having grace for people around you. But the leading by example is that soft confidence where it's like, I'm confident enough that I don't have to yell to be heard. I can just say what I need to say, but I don't have to be quiet. Like, I can just firmly say what I need to say and move on. And so this was like, oh, I felt a very great start to the month, especially since this is just for this like little transition into the month.
What I think is fascinating about that is leaning back into the fact that this is a water dragon year under the numerological number 8 feels like that exact energy. So I think you're spot on in that description, and this freedom that's finally starting to come in where our boundaries were tested. And now we're like, okay, I can take control of this situation. Super excited. I love that card. So, okay, April 19th and 20th, after 4 wild weeks of Aries ruling the skies, today the sun shifts into Taurus. If the passionate ram lit a spark, the bull will help you charge toward that visionary goal. This is the time to make plans, get industrious, and refine your ideas, finding the sweet spot between sensual and stable. This also ushers in 2 very powerful days, as Action Master Mars creates harmonious angles with expansive Jupiter and Uranus. With so much pent-up energy from Aries, you'll be ready to jump in and push hard, but be careful. This impulsive energy has us really missing details. Communicator Mercury will still be in Mercury retrograde, and it will meet up with Venus later in Aries, making everyone assertive when it comes to what they truly value. If it's worth fighting for, your feelings likely won't be held back. So again, this really reflects that same energy I feel like you got in the card.
Yeah, that definitely feels like that energy of like, there's a way to put your point across without using up all your energy and regretting it later. So I really do feel like that reflects it. And that will be, I'm actually interested to see, because we're recording this on the 18th. And so we'll see how this plays out, but it does feel like it's going to be powerful. And I do feel like this energy sort of winds down and chills out a little bit when I feel into the next week, which is April 21st to the 27th, because I pulled the 7 of Pentacles. I always hold up the card for Emily while I'm talking in case you wonder why I paused for a second. But this card is also one of my favorites. It shows up actually pretty frequently because I feel like it's an energy we all, again, need that reminder of. But it's this idea that, like, even if we don't see things coming to fruition on the surface or in our material reality, there's things happening below the surface and that the universe is coordinating that we don't see coming through quite yet. And I think the fact that we just came out of eclipse season, where we've only just set up our boundaries. And what I was seeing in my head was like, because this is a plant growing in the image, it's like you planted the seeds and you're just seeing sprouts. What I was seeing is that right now in most gardens, what you see is like the stakes that you put in and the dividers. Like, you haven't really seen the actual plants coming yet. But I immediately was seeing like a garden that has like really big plants that are going to take over if you don't set the boundaries first. You can't wait till they've already overgrown and then try and wrangle them into a cage or wrangle them into a boundary because the roots have already spread and the leaves have already gotten through. And so that was what it was showing me, is they're already below the ground about to come up, but you really have to set those boundaries and be clear about what you want before it overtakes you. And it reminds me of that phrase, like, things come through when you're ready for them. If something that you're dreaming of came through immediately in the biggest form possible, the final form, right now, and you didn't have the gradual lead up, you might fumble it and like not know what to do with it and then waste that opportunity. It also was showing me like Taurus has this reputation for being impatient too, like stubborn and impatient. But this is the test of like that slowness that also is the beauty of Taurus, like that allowing yourself to enjoy and bask in the moment and bask in the process and enjoy the delights of like tasting the little bits that are coming off the vine right away as they're ready. So it was showing me that like right now it's just you're seeing the hints, you're seeing the little bits of it trickle in, but it's very close. Like, you can feel it in your body. I feel like a lot of people right now are feeling that, where it's like we've been through the eclipse, we've been through the really heavy energy, and we feel like there's something on the other side that's coming. And it's just like that's where the impatience happens, because we know it's coming, but it's just a matter of letting it come when it's meant to. So keeping in mind, the phrase that came up was the magic in the moment. So really allowing that to sink in and to appreciate things that you see coming along the way. Like the first little tomato that turns red, it's exciting. The first strawberry on the vine, like those little moments, even though it's not the full garden, the full harvest, that's still a part of the process. So making sure, I think we got this reminder kind of last month as well, to like celebrate as often as you can, because we know how long it's been since we've had that opportunity. So let's start calling in more of it by allowing ourselves to embrace the everyday joy. And then hopefully that means we'll get that much closer to the big things. But just keeping in mind that, like, if you're starting to wonder if it's ever going to come, that's the feeling that was coming up, was like, am I ever going to get there? But it was going back to that message from the last card of like, you know yourself on a deeper level now. And you can have that soft confidence and trust that you are going in the right direction. You are in the right place. And it's just a matter of time and opportunity. So there's not much you can do other than bask in the moment and keep taking the everyday steps in order to keep moving forward. There's nothing big that you have to do if you've already set things in motion.
Okay, April 21st, we have a power struggle alert. The ego-driven Sun and change agent Pluto are in conflict today, bringing intense reactions to the surface. Knee-jerk reactions can hold you back and do more damage than digging in and actually facing your fears, taming those plants in the garden. Thankfully, we have healing Venus and Chiron, which are going to help create an inner sense of calm within the side, from the inside of the storm. If horns are locked, step back and just try again tomorrow. There's going to be plenty of opportunities to harness this energy. On April 23rd, intensity ignites under the Scorpio full moon, helping to close out the first eclipse season of 2024. Scorpio rules secrets and hidden things, urging you to release the things you carry that are no longer worth their weight. Can you let your guard down and be vulnerable? Get curious and creative when it comes to stepping into the shadows and let light fall into places of unconditional self-love. On April 25th, hold on to your hats. Mercury is finally going direct today, and whiplash is likely to have you ready to jump three steps forward. After three signal jamming weeks, we've been struggling through deep bouts of self-reflection and some aggressively stormy misunderstandings. If you lost your temper, the smoke may start to clear, and it will be easier to make amends as Mercury finally corrects its course.
I feel like Mercury going direct and like seeing the sprouts, starting to see the other side of it. So that really resonates. I feel like that makes a lot of sense. And then for week three, we have April 28th to May 4th. And I'm very excited about this because for the middle of the month, we have the 10 of Pentacles, which is literally one of the best cards in the deck. So all of that abundance and energy that we can feel, it was so close, is right on the other side of it. It's just, it may not, and this is the caveat that I usually share with these cards of like everything coming in, full abundance, that whole energy, it doesn't always show up all at once. So this is why the magic in the moment is so important, because you may get the first taste of something. And if you're not excited about it and you don't keep moving towards it with that excitement, you may not be able to develop it to be as big as it's meant to be, because it needs your energy. So it's like when you get that first tomato, you don't stop watering the plant. You keep going. And so that was sort of one of the things that showed up when I was feeling into this card. But because it's another Pentacles card, again, we had the Seven of Pentacles and we're jumping ahead to the 10. It feels like a lot of that work of like Mercury going direct and like all of that energy is kind of, like you said, going three steps forwards. And it's literally three. So when you said that, I was like, oh my God, it's literally like seven, it's like eight, nine, 10. We're going three steps forward. When we get into the next week, that feels really like it was resonating a lot. Like it's going to feel that way. Like it's going to be this energy of, it is showing up. I am able to see that there's material proof that like what I'm doing is getting me somewhere. And again, this may be at different stages for everyone, but trust that every little synchronicity or every little bit of abundance that comes in right now, the connections that come through, it's all leading you towards that like happily ever after ending that you're looking at. It's just, you don't get there overnight. Otherwise your story would be over. We'd all get to be like 30 and then it's like just retirement for life. And it's like, as much as it sounds and like exciting, we would eventually get bored. We need to have a longer process to get to the things that are really exciting. But the one thing that was really standing out to me when I was feeling into the energy and how it feels was that this is very much feeling like the Cancer Capricorn axis, because it's like the Capricorn of like the abundance, but the Cancer energy of like the home and the people you're celebrating with. Because on the card, it's like the dog and the family and the kids dancing in the background. But then the abundance is like this big pentacle on the wall. So like, it's still about having the abundance and being able to have that security and more than you need is kind of the phrase that comes forward with it. But it's also the people that you're sharing that with, and the fact that it all comes together is sort of the feeling. And then it has this energy of being worth the wait. So yes, you may not be fully there, but some of us are going to be getting to that point where we're starting to see a lot of things come together, and it is going to be very exciting. And it is going to be these like magical things coming through on the other side of the eclipse portal with Mercury going direct and all of these things now finally lifting all of these limitations that we couldn't control. Now, all of a sudden, it's like, again, that bottleneck that we were feeling, it's like it's going to open up and the flow can start to happen. And the phrase again that came up with this one is, it can happen for you. Hold on to that. It may not be in the moment, but having that soft confidence of like, I know I'm doing what I'm meant to do. I'm not going to waver on it anymore. I'm not going to waste my time deciding whether or not I should keep going. If I know that I want to do this, I'm just going to do it. And I may only see glimpses for a while, but all of it showing up at once is also possible with this energy. So allow yourself to move with any creativity that comes through. And really trust that you are going to start to see all of this work, both inner and outer, is going to start coming together in your material world.
What's fascinating about this is we really only have two things to talk about this week, transit-wise, but they're massively important because, like you were talking about, with Mercury going direct, it's pretty happy in Aries. It operates well there. It's not being held back. And now that it's out of retrograde, it kind of releases that pressure that we've been feeling. So the first transit we experience is on April 29th. And from April 29th until May 23rd, Venus takes her annual stride through her home sign of Taurus. So this is a planet in its domicile operating to its peak perfection. So this is an opportunity where we're going to want to feel like indulging in a little luxury and taking that time to actually slow down. Now, this is going to be easier said than done, because now that eclipse season is over and Mercury is out of retrograde, and tomorrow we're going to have Mars jumping into Aries, be aware of how quickly you can ramp up the speed and gently remind yourself too much of a good thing feels like just the right dose right now. Even if you feel like you're speeding up, we've been bottlenecked for so long that doing it in a responsible way will allow you to feel like maybe you're not being completely rushed, but able to make decisions and actually enjoy the spring weather and spending time planning outside activities instead of business projects. Today also brings a conjunction of aggressive Mars and passive Neptune in Pisces. No matter how impatient Mars is making you, wait a few days for the fog to clear and instead get in touch with the peaceful warrior inside of yourself. Now, on April 30th until June 9th, a spring fever is going to be in overdrive. Energizer Mars finally blazes into its home sign of Aries, urging everyone to move quickly and toward those goals and passion. Mars in Aries gets you excited to take initiative, so don't overthink it and just get started instead. With the sun still in Taurus, you'll have the stamina to make real plans and progress towards those ideals. Just don't forget to rest and nourish during those work sessions. The other thing we've been struggling with during the eclipse portal and much of Pisces and Aries season was Mars hanging out in Pisces, where it doesn't operate effectively. It kind of swims and does the backstroke and doesn't quite know which direction to go. It gets lost in those watery emotions. But now jumping into Aries, it could not be more ready to go. It's the last planet this year to move into Aries energy and really is what has driven this sort of slow drip of a spring season that we've kind of been feeling.
That resonates so much. I feel like my issue with Pisces energy being so Capricorn, I just want to do the thing and I get frustrated really easily. And Pisces energy has no urgency to it. That's one thing that I feel is like a character trait over time that has been proven, is that there's no sense of urgency in Pisces energy. And I'm all urgency. There's like very little wiggle room there. It's like everything is very urgent and must be done immediately. So that's, I think, why I've been feeling so much of the struggle with this energy. And that makes a lot of sense. So I appreciate you bringing it back into focus. And I feel like a little bit of this next week is also still holding onto a bit of that energy of like that shift. Because the fourth week we have May 5th to 11th, I pulled the Two of Wands. And this card is a fire card. So I feel like maybe that Mars energy is what we're picking up here. But it's also this energy of daydreaming instead of doing is sort of the energy of it. And so it's this duality of being cautious, which we all need to do. But also sometimes we get into a point where we've thought about it so much that it's like we think we're doing something, but really we've just imagined ourselves doing it so vividly that we realize, like, oh, I haven't actually taken any concrete steps in that direction. So I feel like that's that energy going from Pisces into Aries, where it's like, oh, wait a second, I'm inside still, just looking out the window. I haven't actually stepped outside yet. And so that's where I feel like there's a release that's happening, where it's like we've been holding ourselves back from receiving also was the other side of it. So holding ourselves back from doing, but also holding ourselves back from allowing things to come in that might change the way we're doing things. I think there's a fear that I'm feeling, it may be for some specific people, but I just feel like there's this energy of like the fear of abundance is the fear of having to change how you're doing things and the fear of having to be responsible for more. And I think that happens a lot for people. This feels like it goes back to that energy of the leadership in the Strength card. Some people don't want to take on a leadership role because that responsibility just feels like too much, especially when people are going to be relying on you. But for some people, it might be relying on yourself more, because you have enough to do things on your own and like things are going well. And then it's like, but what if it isn't? Like it's this mistrust in yourself where it's like, I don't fully trust that I have this and that I can just step out and do it. So that results in this like one foot in, one foot out sort of energy, but it's time to put both feet in. We've just been through this chaotic eclipse season. It's like, how much worse can it really be if I just actually do the thing? And I think that's where that Mars and Aries like energy is going to be so good for like getting you out of anything you're stuck in, anything that's frustrating you, holding you back, anything that Pisces energy has been just like taking away your urgency. Just let yourself do those things that you've really been dreaming about. Like the image for this card, she has a globe and a picture of an RV and like these dreams, but she's just sitting inside looking out. And it's also a sunset, which I've never really felt into before, but it's like you've used the whole day to just look outside and now it's going to be dark and you're like, I guess I'll do it tomorrow. And that's the feeling I'm getting around it, is you can be like, okay, I'm going to do it tomorrow morning. And then it's like 10 a.m. and you're like, that's already too late. I'll just do it tomorrow. Like it's that energy of like, when you keep putting something off. But this is where that Mars energy shifting is going to help us to finally just do the thing. And I think that's really powerful at this point in the month, when it's like we've started to see all this abundance coming in. Now do something with that energy, you know, keep going, keep that momentum moving so that we don't get into stagnation again, because this can be in relationships, this can be in work, this can be in creative projects. It's not limited to one thing. The same way I don't always feel like abundance is only money and finances. It's also in how you use your time. Like time is a resource and like relationships are a resource that fill us up. So also think about that if there's a relationship you've been dragging your feet on, or if there's a creative project that you keep putting back in a box, those kinds of things may need attention too. So just don't hold yourself back if there's something that you're just itching to do. I feel like it'll help you release energy and it'll benefit you in all areas. And then also the last little piece that kind of came in at the end was this energy around like maybe you have the things coming in, but you're just not feeling embodied in it yet, but that's what might be coming in. That's where the ability to receive, like the people who are having a hard time receiving, that's where that might be your task this time around, is like actually opening up and letting yourself enjoy it and going back to those magical moments and like trusting that it's here to stay. Because I think a lot of us who have scarcity issues or any sort of money wounds, it's like even when things come in, we don't fully attach ourselves to it because we're like, it might be taken away. But this is the time to actually ground into it and be like, no, this is here to stay. This is not going anywhere. And just keep reassuring yourself that you can enjoy it and actually keep going.
What I think you're really picking up on, especially with this energy in particular, is that we also finally get Mars jumping out of Pisces into Aries. And 2 days later, Pluto goes retrograde for its annual 5 months. And it's going back through edgy Aquarius until September 1st, and then taking its final dip into structure-loving Capricorn until October 11th. So if group dynamics suddenly go haywire, or where you just found peace in some relationships or adjusted your boundaries and things go haywire there, take a break instead of trying to force that outcome and use this introspective phase for soul searching and to bring the alchemy of transformation inward instead of pushing for every change to happen externally. On May 6th, we have Mindful Mercury and our wounded healer Chiron meeting up in conjunction, causing some of that hurts so good pain. While some people could see their wounds with new clarity, others may really face a harsh poke, particularly if the natal Chiron wound is afflicted by words or being misunderstood. So instead, step into a new version of yourself and allow the pain to guide you toward your destiny. Mercury here is actually meant to help you move into and past some of these blocks. It doesn't say that they're not going to hurt a little, but you may be able, with Venus in Taurus and the Sun in Taurus, there's going to be enough supportive energy to help you work through that. And then on May 7th, finally, some sweet stability. Today, the material-minded new moon in Taurus kicks off a grounding six-month cycle. This shines in harmony with responsible Saturn today, adding a layer of satisfaction for tackling your to-do lists. Are you looking for more emotional security, increased income, or to connect with people who share your values? This is the perfect moon to set really clear intentions with. This moon is conjunct cozy Venus, an envelope pushing Jupiter, and Uranus. So experiment with what your ideal vision of stability might actually look like. Set those goals and release them to come to fruition in 6 months.
That really feels strong. Like what I was connecting to, that energy of like the resources and connections and having that stability energy, like what brings you stability. I think that is going to be really key for like trusting and moving forward. So I love that. And I'm actually very excited for this last week. So from May 12th to the 20th, so it goes a little bit into the following week. I didn't pull a separate card for that because the energy felt pretty strong with this card and I didn't want to add to it because I was like, let's not get crazy. I haven't put anything back yet. So let's not add anything else. So for that week, we have the Nine of Cups, which has very similar energy to the Ten of Pentacles, and it is known as the wish fulfillment card. We have this energy of this abundance coming in. We have a little bit of a wavering, like, is this here to stay? And then we have this reminder again of like, yes, just enjoy it. So what I was feeling in that Two of Wands card, I realized, was the bridge between the two, where it's like the abundance may come in and the material things may come in, and that energy of like not quite being connected to it yet, not feeling it yet, that's what we're getting with the cups. Cups is emotions. It's the water energy. So this is the ability to then be like, okay, I feel it. I trust it. You may even be overwhelmed because you're just like, oh, this is actually happening. And that's like where it comes together, where it's like seeing it happen and then like processing it and then being like, okay, yes, this actually can be good. I can have these things and it can feel good and I can trust that. And so it's like these emotions are coming in to match up with what your material world is doing. And the heart is very open to receive. This card is like this, like open arms, light coming from the heart, and all of these cups just flying in the air. So it's this ability to finally open up. So there may be a relationship or a job or a creative project, whatever it was that you were feeling into or that's really coming to the forefront for you. You can fully dive into that because the Ten of Cups, the card after this, is like the happily ever after. So you're very close to that. But in order to get there, you have to accept and receive. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to get to that happily ever after if you start pushing it away at this point. It has to be part of the process, that first acceptance. And so again, it may be coming in small doses. It may not be all at once for everyone. But even if it's one cup coming in that you've been waiting for and you're feeling excited about it, let yourself feel that excitement. And like, that is going to pull in more of what you're hoping to call in. So it's about letting it happen. Allowing is a word that's coming in for this. The only resistance that I'm feeling is around this feeling of like, there must be strings attached like that. Like there, it can't just come through just because I want it or just because I've worked for it. There has to be something on the other side, like an ulterior motive. But that's not the case. We have to start. And again, this is that Aries Libra energy still playing out in the background, I feel, where it's like these relationships and this like trust in self and trust in others. Like it's both ways. And like, you'll know where you are on that, which side you're working on. You may be able to trust yourself really well, but you don't trust other people. Or maybe the other way around. Maybe you always take other people's word for it, or you wait for other people to tell you something's good and then you don't trust yourself. But wherever you are on that spectrum, like that could be what you're working through with this, where it's like, yes, it's okay to just enjoy it because it's here. And I feel like that is a good way to be leading into Gemini season, because that's about connection and communication and like opening up. And so you may feel more open because you're opening to receive, and that may make you want to go out and share things and be excited again about your work or your relationships and like be fully in it. And I think it takes this kind of a season to sort of push us in that direction, because otherwise we keep retreating back because we don't trust it. And like, we've done that enough for the last few years. And I think we're ready to just be out and open, and, you know, we just don't care anymore. It's like throwing your inhibitions to the wind and just existing. Like, I always talk about how I don't even realize how embarrassing things are that I do until after, because I just don't care anymore. I'm just like, I'm existing in the world. And if I served nothing other than to make other people feel less embarrassed about themselves, fine, so be it, if that is my role in life. But I'm also really trying to work on this too, of like, allowing the good things to be good things and just leaving it at that, not having to give a rhyme or reason why I deserve it or why it's coming in, just being like, this is good and it is happening, period.
This is probably the most active window astrologically during this entire phase. So bear with me, because we've got a lot to cover. But on May 13th, the only constant is change. And today, the courageous sun and radical changemaker Uranus make their once a year meetup. So if you're feeling stagnant in your life, this energy could likely spur you to take action. But with everything meeting up in Taurus, your best bet and best use of this energy is to make an actionable plan and stick with it. The ripples from this meetup could have made an early visit to your awareness, so harness that steadfast pull from the bull and put the insights to good use. Venus and the Sun are going to add a harmonizing push of drive in the background. Did you really just giggle at the thought of organizing the junk drawer? It's entirely possible this week. On May 15th, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. I really suggest that you make that your mantra, as mental Mercury shifts into sensible Taurus for 3 short, quick weeks. This quick window is the time to put concrete plans behind those technicolor dreams of yours. A lot of big ideas probably floated around while Mercury was in Aries for 2 months. Now is the time to flush out which of those ideas have what it takes to go the distance, plot your action steps, and start plotting forward with small, actionable steps. Don't let this energy pass you by, as you'll still be gaining unconventional, out-of-the-box insights from Uranus and Jupiter in Taurus. Add in today's last quarter moon in Leo, and you might get that additional spicy inspiration that will mix things up. On May 17th, did someone just burst the giant idea bubble that you had only yesterday? You actually do get to blame it on the planets and not necessarily on the quality of your idea. Wink, wink. Mercury in headstrong Taurus is on a collision course with secretive Pluto in Aquarius, giving this cross-rutted approach to which idea is actually the right one. No one is supposed to see your dream the same way you see it. We can't all be linked clairvoyantly. So instead, try to share your idea in a new way. Getting clear will only help to solidify the action steps that are needed to take you in the right direction. May 18th, we've got four big events at play today. So we're going to get right to it by starting with the annual Day of Miracles. The sky is filled with energy and optimism as the generous sun and limitless Jupiter make their once a year alignment, bringing magic and optimism to the world. This year, they're connected in Taurus, helping us to grow without destabilizing ourselves. Let the rosy glow of the day color your outlook and interactions with everyone. Next on deck, we have unpredictable Uranus meeting up with the queen of cozy Venus. The key takeaway? Try one thing you feel super resistant to, because with this energy, you may discover that it's the missing link to your happiness. And with Action Master Mars amping up the North Node and Venus, you'll feel less likely to resist. Lastly, we have mindful Mercury and structured Saturn getting friendly and encouraging you to put those well-thought ideas out into action. Progress will always lead you to your goals quicker than waiting for perfection. And then on May 19th, the North Node of Destiny will continue to meet up in conjunction with Action Master Mars today, keeping you moving toward goals that no longer feel so out of reach. Use the momentum of dreamy Neptune to create opportunities with the sun in Taurus. In only a few short hours, the sun will move into Gemini. So choosing to anchor into this action under this particular influence will create strong patterns towards your unique destiny.
Wow, what a way to leave off the month. No wonder wish fulfillment was like the theme for this. That makes so much sense. And I just want to add that our resident Taurus, Emily, her birthday is on that Day of Miracles this year. So I feel like that's your reward. It's coming for all of this work over the eclipse season. And I hope that it is the most magical day for you because you deserve it.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited that my birthday aligns with this magical energy. I'm only choosing optimism from here on out for all of Taurus season.
I think we should actually lean into that, saying that there's some pretty good cards. The energy feels like, of course, we're going to have some moments. We all have a moment here and there. But I think the fact that it's finally a month where it seems to be all mostly positive energy, maybe we don't have to be so cautious about our optimism finally after, what, 2 years?
We're throwing caution to the wind now.
We're throwing caution to the wind and being optimistic. Look at us, two earth signs, being like, finally, after 2 years, we're not going to have to have put caveats and like asterisks beside all of our optimism.
I love it. I love it. I'm really excited. I love the cards you pulled. I think it matched the energy spectacularly coming up. We have a little bit of back and forth, but we're going to finally feel like we're making progress. And I think anything that comes up that feels like it stalls us isn't going to stall us long enough to make a difference. It's definitely not going to be anything like we've just survived in the 84-week eclipse.
84 weeks is going to be my frame of reference now for how long that felt. It really did feel that long. It feels too, like you were saying, like the momentum's there. Taurus season feels like it's supporting us to like anchor in and actually start to make like some progress. By the time Gemini comes and all the new ideas and that movement and the connection and the networking we have to do, I feel like that's going to help carry us through to like expand whatever we're coming up with. That expansion is coming and I'm very excited about it. And on that note, speaking of expanding and what's coming up, what do you have going on in Taurus season?
You know, that's interesting. I'm going to be doing a giveaway as part of my birthday. So definitely make sure you're subscribed to the newsletter, as all the details will be released to my newsletter subscribers first. But I am feeling called to gift an Akashic session in honor of my birthday. So be sure to, stay tuned for all the details around that and be sure to enter to win. We also have some exciting things happening over in Third Eye. We are in the process of restructuring and changing things around and are now going to be called House of Third Eye. So you can find us at houseofthirdeye.com, or if you're still on the Third Eye Library, it will automatically redirect you. But lots of super exciting new things happening within that space. And I also am going to be spending a little bit of this juicy Taurus Venus energy revamping some things. So stay tuned for, new offerings, all sorts of new bits and pieces coming out. How about you?
That sounds so exciting. First of all, definitely enter in to win that session. That's going to be incredible. I'm very excited. And I feel like that day of miracles is such a good energy for someone to win that and get insights. It's such a good point in the year to receive all of that. So definitely sign up for that. I can't wait to see what the influences are going to be for these changes with all that creative energy. So I'm not even going to ask for a sneak peek. I'm going to wait for the reveal. I'm very excited. For me, I think mostly it's the usual because I'm going to be going away in June. So I'm just sort of wrapping up loose ends as much as possible. But what I'm going to do this month, so my newsletter is going to come out as usual the first Tuesday. So it's going to be out on the 23rd. I'm going to try and include more creative things in it as well. I, for a while, was doing an art piece a month and then I did poetry last month. And I think I'm just going to leave it open to whatever creative things are happening. But I felt like that was a great Venus energy to start including in this. But my recharge is on the 2nd, and I'm still doing it, same format. But for the session summaries, what I might start doing this month or next month, so if I change my mind, you'll still get the summary. It's still going to come to your email. But what I'd like to do is make it more of a PDF download so that you can have it on hand. And then that way, if you decide you want to go back, and let's say you're looking for some Aries energy or some Taurus energy later on in the year, and you missed out on the session, it'll be a download on my website. So you'll be able to download it, still receive the energy with the intention, and be able to go through the crystals and all the energies. And that way, if later on you just decide you want to get to know the crystals more or get to know the energies more, you can download them for that intention as well. So I'm going to start that. I think Taurus is a good season for that because of the creativity and the Venus energy around it. I was going to do it for Aries, but I just, every time I tried to go back into that energy, I was like, no, thank you to the eclipse. So Taurus is going to be the starting of that. So I'm excited to see how that turns out because I always love putting together those, but the difference will be that it'll come the next day probably or in your inbox because it takes me long enough as it is just to get through the energy. As you know, if you receive it, I do the sessions at 7 p.m. my time and it's supposed to be 11 p.m. my time that you receive it in the inbox. And it's almost never that time because it takes me so long just to like process the energy and then go through all of the random scattered notes that I do. So having it in a new format will probably take it into the next day, but I am really excited to have something that's a little bit more portable, downloadable, and something that you can enjoy later on, because I know trying to find an email later is nearly impossible for me. So I feel like that might be easier for everyone to access later on too, because I know sometimes even I'll think like, oh, I know there was a crystal in that, or I know there was a plant in that one. Which one was that? And I'm like, I'm not going through all my emails to find that. So it's solving my own problem as well. But those are the two main things that I have going on. I also did actually open up more than usual spots for readings. So intuitive readings where I start with cards and then just pull through psychic information for you. Or I also have one-on-one energy sessions where you can have similar to the recharge where you're just in your own space and I send you your own personalized summary, or we can hop on Zoom and talk about it in person and do it that way. But I have a bunch of spots open, which I haven't done for a while, but I feel like that eclipse energy just opened up some energy for me and I'm ready to start being a human and connecting again. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, I think the idea of sending it the next day in a PDF makes it even juicier. Honestly, I'm really excited about that. And I wanted to say that one other thing we have, we are going to be recording and releasing the second half of 2024's astrology. So when we originally recorded, we sort of intuitively, astrologically felt into the first half of this year being a lot all by itself and wanted to set aside the second half in its own separate episode. So that will be coming out very soon, at least in May. And we'll make sure that happens before Andrea goes on the retreat. And yeah, it's going to be a great time. All sorts of wonderful, exciting energy coming in.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. And I think the intuition to do that was so right. When you think about the fact that we said we feel like we're on the other side of a portal, the idea of like inviting shadow as opposed to gaining light really feels like, you know, we've been through it. We're on the other side, and something that maybe would have rocked us a lot before, we may have avoided the shadow. But now that we've been through this portal, it's like, it's not going to feel as heavy as it might have. So I'm very glad that Emily actually nudged that idea forward of splitting it up, because yeah, I can't imagine feeling the same way about it after being through this eclipse portal.
We also heard from some of our fans that our media has been missed. Our movie picks, our TV show picks, the crazy silly things that we used to do each month. So unfortunately, this episode is coming out at the end of an 84-week portal. Have we mentioned that? And so we will look at bringing some of those fun aspects back in upcoming episodes for sure. But we loved hearing from you. We so appreciated it. And we're excited to, yeah, share some of our silliness again.
Yes, we have to bring back the fun, bring back the silliness. I feel like we're ready for it now.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, as always, for recording with me, Andrea. I look forward to these every month.
Me too. They're like my anchor for the month. It's what keeps me going.
And thank you all for listening, and we will see you next month.
Bye, everyone.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Things That Make You Go Woo. You can find out more about this episode and how to work with me at emilyandherstars.com, or come join the incredible sacred community at thirdeyelibrary.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.